A member of the Muslim Brotherhood calls on the U.S. to support the fight for democracy, not for Mubarak.
American people must respect democracy, must be not hypocritic, because they support democracy in some places and are against democracy in the Arab region.
U.S. government support for Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak stretches back decades, as does our support for the Saudi royals and other leaders in the Arab world, Cold War allies in 21st century times. Egypt gives America a lesson in modern democracy. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, February 1st, the eighth day of protests in Egypt, and some may say maybe one of the last days.
Indeed, and the protesters in Tahrir Square in Cairo seem to be starting to move, but we'll have to see. Egypt is now in the middle of its biggest showdown yet at the top of the news. Some calling it a make-or-break moment for the Mubarak regime. Less than 15 minutes ago, the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick in Cairo told us the crowds converging in Cairo's Tahrir Square now number several hundred thousand people, all in preparation for today's march to the presidential palace. That's at least the intention of the demonstrators. President Mubarak is trying to choke off the rally before that happens. Roads leading to the city have been closed. Train and bus service, the internet, ATMs, phone service, all shut down across the country. Samir Radwan, the newly appointed finance minister, tells our partner, the BBC, that President Mubarak has no plans to step down.
He looked like a very determined man. Don't forget he's a fighter. He has gone through a few wars.
Protesters say their uprising will continue, nevertheless, until the president is gone.
We can smell freedom in the air, and we feel that we're so close from what we want.
And certainly no one wants violence, and the military yesterday took pains to stress that it doesn't want violence either.
Your armed forces have not and will not resort to the use of force against this great people.
And so it's a tense and some say festive standoff in the middle of Tahrir Square in Cairo at this hour. The government has called for elections in key districts. The opposition rejects that offer and any talks with the Mubarak government. And this morning, opposition leader Mohamed El-Baradei has called on Mubarak to step down by the end of the week.
Earlier, we spoke to Dr. Essam Al-Erian with the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the largest opposition group in Egypt.
I think today, Mr. Mubarak must leave. Must step down.
To get around internet and phone disruptions, many protesters today are using a new service set up by Google that converts phone messages to tweets. Here are a few of the tweets that we're reading from Cairo this morning. Whatever happens can't be worse than if we went backwards. The road is one we have to follow to the end. That's one. And here's another. It's our right to live in a free and honest country with free elections.
There's another million-person march reported to be coming together this hour in Egypt's second-largest city of Alexandria. That's according to Wira Davis with our partner, the BBC, who is reportedly in Alexandria and says there's widespread evidence of attacks against symbols of authority throughout the city. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says a U.S. envoy will meet privately with President Mubarak today as this rally unfolds.
Frank Wisner, who is a former ambassador to Egypt, travels frequently to Cairo. Given his expertise, we have asked him to add his perspective to our analysis on current developments.
The developments are definitely on the streets of Cairo. Global oil prices jumping with the unrest. They closed over $92 a barrel because of the risk of disruptions to the Suez Canal, and Egypt's economy is near paralysis. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up for Wall Street this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,891. The S&P opens at 1,286, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,700. Coming up this hour, aside from all the coverage in the Middle East, we're also going to explain that ruling by a federal judge in Florida yesterday that says the health care law of the President Obama passed last year is unconstitutional. More details in a half hour and full coverage of the political crisis in Egypt.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.